We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday after Pentecost and as we celebrate Father's Day, is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 35 through chapter 10, verse 8. Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, on this Father's Day, you challenge us again to honor our Father, which is the first and only commandment with a promise. Therefore, help us by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit to heed the words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism: we should fear and love God, that we may not despise our parents and masters, nor provoke them to anger, but give them honor, serve and obey them, and hold them in love and esteem. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you on this day, as we celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving Father's Day, is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 3. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long on the earth." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, the Lord of our Christian life, honor your father. Yes, honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Yes, honor your father. As a matter of fact, we're told in Scripture that this is the first and only commandment of the Lord with a promise. St. Paul writes in our text for today in his letter to the Ephesians, "Honor your father and your mother," which is the first commandment with a promise. But St. Paul doesn't stop there, but he goes on to say, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." The words we recited by Dr. Martin Luther in the explanation of the fourth commandment of our Lord: we should fear and love God, that we may not despise our parents and masters. nor provoke them to anger, but give them honor. Serve and obey them and love them and show them love and esteem. As a matter of fact, the best example we have in the Bible, other than Jesus, is Joseph in the Old Testament. As he honored his father Jacob in his old age after he had been sold by his brothers, we're told that when Joseph finally saw his father Jacob again, he threw his arms around him and wept for a long time. That's how much Joseph honored, loved his father, whom he had missed for many years after he was sold by his brothers. Joseph even provided for his father and his brothers with food because of the severe famine that came over the whole land of Egypt and Canaan. However, not everyone honored his father and loved his father. This was especially true of the sons of the prophet Eli in the Old Testament. Remember the story? As they grieved their father, rebelled against their father, disobeyed their father by their wickedness and immorality. They did not only dishonor their father, Eli, but they also had no regard, no respect for the Lord God. And as a consequence of their disobedience, wickedness, immorality, the Lord punished them to death. That was also true of Absalom, as he rebelled against his father David and wanted to usurp his authority as the king of Israel. And as a result of his disobedience, his rebellion against his father, he also died, paid the price, if you will. As he was riding his horse and his long hair got caught on a branch of an oak tree. This kind of behavior was also true in the New Testament with the story of the prodigal son, as he also rebelled against his father and demanded his part of the inheritance. He wanted to get away from home and do his own thing. But as soon as his money ran out, guess what? He found himself in great trouble and in desperate need. He didn't have enough food to eat, not even a place to sleep. But unlike the sons of Eli and Absalom, he at least showed common sense. He was sorry for what he had done to his father and repented. So he decided to go back home to his father and realized how foolish he really had been, not only to his father, but his older brother who stayed home and helped take care of the land. We're told in scripture that as soon as his father saw him from a distance, he ran to him, threw his arms around him and kissed him. He didn't say, "Son, get lost. I don't want to see you after everything you have done against me and your brother." No. He ran, embraced him, hugged him, kissed him. But the son replied to his father saying, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." And yet, what did the father do? He said to his servants, "Bring the best robe, a ring, sandals for his feet, and let's prepare to have a celebration." The father said, "This son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now has been found." Yes, this father loved his son very much, even though he had
disobeyed him. The father did not only forgive him for his rebellion against him, but he had a celebration when he finally came back home again. What a joy! That was also true of the relationship between King David and his son Absalom. Even though Absalom, as we said before, rebelled against his father David and wanted to usurp his authority as a king of Israel, David continued to love his son in spite of all of that. He didn't hold that against him, even though he was wrong. He was willing to take him back again. But unfortunately, as you know from Scripture, that never, ever happened. As David mourned and grieved the death of his son Absalom, we're told in Scripture in the book of Samuel, he covered his face and he cried out to the Lord in a loud voice, "Oh, my son Absalom, Absalom, my son, my son." And yet, neither the love of the father for the prodigal son, or the love of David for his son Absalom, surpasses the love God the Father had for his one and only son, Jesus Christ. This is what he said at the top of Mount Hermon. "This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased." As a matter of fact, God the Father was even more pleased with His Son, Jesus Christ, as He was willing to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Just stop and think about that for just a moment this morning. The words of Paul in his letter to the Philippians, "Jesus made Himself nothing as He was humbled and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross." Yes, Jesus always wanted to please His Father in heaven, even if it meant suffering and dying on the cross, the death of a common criminal. As a matter of fact, this is what Jesus said of Himself: "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many." That was also true in the relationship Jesus had with His earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, as a child Himself. And we've talked about that before, didn't we? Or haven't we? We're told in the Gospel of Luke that Jesus, at the age of 12, was obedient to them. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Yes, as a child, Jesus was willing Himself not only to be obedient to His earthly parents, but to honor them, love them, even though He was a promised Messiah and was later to become their Savior. And yet He did it anyway. He showed honor, love, respect for His parents, especially His father, Joseph. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today on this Father's Day as we celebrate not only the love of the Father for His prodigal son, love of David for His beloved son, Absalom, but especially the love of God the Father for His only and begotten Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father was willing to give up His one and only Son for all of us as He suffered and died on the cross for our sins, so that through faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you and I have the gift of eternal life through faith in Him as the Messiah and as the Savior. Yes, may children always honor their father. Show them love and esteem, especially in their old age. I remind my children about that all the time. Ruth and I are getting older, not younger. I remind them what Scripture says in the book of Proverbs. You know it, don't you? "Hearken to your father who begot you, And do not despise your mother when she's old. Not only that, but we also as fathers need to be reminded today. And I'm reminded of that even though my children don't live with me at home anymore. Sometimes to forgive them for their disobedience. To forgive them as Christ has forgiven us. I remember when I was a child, a long time ago. Many a times I had to say, Dad, I'm sorry. Mom, I'm sorry. And they always forgave me. That's what we are also encouraged to do for our own children. They also make mistakes in their youth. And when they become parents, they will also understand how important it is to honor, love mom and dad. Show them respect and to love them with esteem. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn we sang today. Let children hear the mighty deeds which God performed of old, that they may never doubt His love, but walk in His commands. May God bless all fathers today in their duty and responsibility to bring their children in the instruction and admonition of the Lord. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.